location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Discussing a basic income. The idea of a basic income for all citizens of a country, or even the world, has been raised many times in the past. It has been linked to utopian theories and campaigning organisations such as the Green Party. So, what is a basic income, and how would it differ from the current system of benefits paid by the state to those in financial need? The basic income concept was a subject of discussion as part of the New Putney Debates, with an event held at the Institute of Education, Bedford Way, London, on Thursday, October 30th, 2014. There were a number of speakers representing varied viewpoints in a well-attended room in the Students' Union. A video recording was made of the event, which has since been placed on the following website, www.basicincome.org.uk. For the purposes of this overview, remarks from contributors have been conflated to summarise the ideas expressed. The main speaker, a woman from Basic Income UK, had once been a civil servant administering benefits and could see how the many contradictory eligibility requirements for numerous similar benefits had led to a maze of administrative confusion, wrongly made or unmade claims, fraud and general injustice. A pound is a pound after all, yet a pound claimed through the wrong fund or benefit would have to be paid back. However, an identical pound from another fund could have been rightly paid to its recipient. But all the money comes from the government and is ultimately created by the same banking system. Given that society was supposedly set up to help its citizens, a parlous situation has arisen. The aim of a basic income, sometimes called a citizen's income or citizen's wage, would be an emancipatory welfare state, allowing individuals to take on work without losing, pound for pound, or euro for euro, any income they receive above a very low margin. The current system in the UK, as of early 2016, has a range of confusing benefits, of which the most relevant, Job Seekers Allowance, allows claimants to earn a mere £5 a week before stoppages. Despite inflation, this amount has remained unchanged since the 1970s, when it might have been a worthwhile sum. As it is, £5 is not even the legal wage for an hour's labour. As such, the current British benefit system is very punitive. However, a basic income has no stigma, as it goes to all, regardless of other income. Such a system recognises the value of child-rearing, voluntary work, elder care and other activities often marginalised by an obsession with the paid economy. Employment can be a trap, since unemployment benefits are not paid to those who leave a job of their own accord, except in extreme examples, such as workplace bullying or health and safety issues. Having a basic income to fall back on means, if you have the money to leave, you can go. There is the money to pay for a basic income scheme, given the funds used to bail out banks in the credit crunch. A basic income would not be a negative income tax like tax credits, which are paid in proportion to income received. Money has been many things in the past, with stones or shells used like coins, for example, but is essentially a means of exchange. However, the current system has been created to favour the interests of the banks. This means we create debt to increase money, and as such, the system needs debt. Margaret Kennedy, the German economist, has said that 40% of the price paid for goods or a service is just servicing this debt interest. Some debt helps to keep the economy going, but not the excessive amount currently leached to a central authority. Currently, only the top 10% of the population gain from the monetary system. A real utopia could be the aim of a basic income, taking into account unintended consequences. These were touched upon by one speaker, who examined the effects of a possible scenario. If all benefits were scrapped in favour of a £71 weekly payment to each British citizen, one in five could lose out due to differing needs. But if other benefits were not scrapped, we would still have a messy system. This figure excludes any benefits claimed to cover housing costs. Would the idea of reciprocity within the welfare state be lost? In other words, should money only come from the state to those who have made, or intend to make, some kind of contribution in the form of taxation? As the advocate of basic income said, we can't get to the best situation in one jump. In other words, we could not emulate the policies of New Labour, which broke solidarity with the working classes through various draconian shake-ups. What of those earning a good wage who might not need their basic income payments? This would not be a problem, since unneeded basic income could be pooled for community projects, such as conservation, arts and sports facilities. This would be a kind of informal philanthropy, combining state money with localised projects. It was noted that Switzerland was due to have a referendum on the introduction of a basic income scheme, and this is due to take place in 2016. At the time of writing, no date has been set. The speaker added, "The benefit system is collapsing, as the labour market is so fragmented. Universal credit, a new centralised system of benefits currently being introduced throughout Britain, was possibly unworkable due to the complex information technology involved. Universal credit sounds like basic income, but requires claimants to continually update their work, income and personal status via the internet. There is no flat rate of payment to all, just a constantly altered top-up. Given the government's past experience of new computer systems, it is hardly surprising that universal credit has been much delayed in its implementation. A basic income avoids these administrative problems, although it would mean some degree of redistribution. However, we have had higher taxation before." Ironically, a basic income might be the only way to keep social coherence, given the way advanced technology replaces jobs. The stated intention of technology was to save labour, but the implication of this phrase was understood as a leisured, not underemployed society. However, a cultural change would also be needed to accept a lack of full-time work as a legitimate, even desirable state. In terms of specific proposals for a basic income, a euro dividend of 200 euros a month or 50 euros a week has been proposed for each citizen of the European Union. This would be paid through value-added tax, already levied on goods and services. While not enough to live on, the aim would be a help to many. As mentioned earlier, the Citizens Income Trust has suggested £71 a week plus housing benefit or its equivalent. Others have thought of a global income scheme, although there is the worry that this would require a global organisation or government to administer. The authoritarian and potentially totalitarian implications of such a body could be a serious downside. At the moment, if you don't have something the market pays for, you don't have the right to exist. A contributor from the floor said how biological networks are collapsing all around the world, implying a less slavish adherence to the moneyed economy could improve our attitudes to nature and the environment. If there's no need to churn out endless goods just to earn enough to eat, then what is the point in doing so? With the Green Party's relative failure in the 2015 UK general election, there is currently no clear way forward to implement a basic income scheme. Their leader, Natalie Bennett, unfortunately had problems dealing with media interviews, and the basic income policy was not put over in a credible way. There is the danger that the concept will be forever out of reach, the dream of idealists, but somehow impossible to manifest in a pragmatic world. Under less harsh regimes, unemployment benefits could once be used as an informal kind of basic income, though without the ability to earn much on top. But that is clearly not the case today. The current system of job seekers' allowance gives claimants a tough regime of compliance, with frequent attendance at a job centre and punishing sanctions for the dissolute, lazy, or rebellious. So, did older societies have the right idea when money could be found on the hillside or beach? In a time without computers, economists, wages, or benefits, perhaps stones and shells were the best currency.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.